receptionist isn't here, Jerry.
That's strange.
Jerry!
That was from the inner office, Pam. Come on.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Runaway from Murder. The office of the president of the Gordon Electrical Appliance Company is a large and cheerful room. But the man who sits behind the desk in that office has little in common with his surroundings. He is neither large nor cheerful. He's a small man. Small, tired, worried, and frightened.
Yes, Miss Nichols?
Mr. Schaefer of the Seaboard National Bank calling, Mr. Gordon.
Oh, yes. Put him on. And would you come in, Miss Nichols?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Greg. What's the news? Only 30 days, but I asked for a 3-month extension. I know, but... Yes. Yes, I understand, Greg. I see. Well, thanks for calling.
Something wrong, Mr. Gordon?
The bank is giving me only 30 days more on my loan instead of 90. You don't have $100,000 you could lend me, do you, Miss Nichols?
I wish I did, Mr. Gordon. You could have it.
Thank you, Marjorie.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll raise it somehow. Has that production curtailment order gone out?
Yes, I distributed it first thing this morning. You look terribly tired, Mr. Gordon.
I am, a little.
You should try to get away for a few days.
That's impossible right now. I was hoping I could run up to Syracuse for my class reunion. I haven't attended one in 10-12 years. Would you believe it, Miss Nichols? When I was in college, the one thing in the world I wanted to do was write.
Why didn't you?
Don't get me started on that, or I'll be telling you my life story. You're much too easy to talk to, Miss Nichols.
Maybe that's because I like to listen to you talk.
Thank you. Mind if I quote you to my wife and children?
Oh, by the way, Mr. Gordon, Mrs. Gordon called while you were out. Asked me to remind you to send a check for $500 to Howard's for the coat she bought for your daughter.
$500. All right, Miss Nichols. That'll be all.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Good afternoon, Miss Nichols.
Mr. Harris, I didn't see you.
My uncle in?
Why, yes.
Thank
but
you.
I don't think he wants to be disturbed.
Well, hello, Ray.
Hello, Uncle Russ. I just got back in the office and I found this on my desk.
The curtailment order?
Yes. What does it mean?
Just what it says, Hillary. I can't afford to throw any more money into heavy appliance production.
Am I being transferred to another department?
No, you're going to be laid off, just like the rest of the people in your department. I'm sorry.
Does Aunt Frieda know this?
I didn't discuss it with her, if that's what you mean. And I doubt if she'd be particularly interested. She's rather involved in planning the autumn festival at the country club.
Ah. Well, if you ask me, this is a pretty rotten thing to do.
Now, look, Hillary. I realize that the prospect of having to go to work for the first time in your life comes as quite a shock to you. But that's it, and I don't want to discuss it. I'm tired, and I have a lot on my mind. And right at the moment, I'm fed to the teeth with greedy, grasping, selfish relatives, including you. Now get out!
Jerry, look at all these wonderful books. Do you think Mr. Gordon really wants to get rid of all of them?
I don't think he wants to get rid of any of them, Pam, but from what he tells me, he has no choice. His business has been going badly, and, well, he needs every cent he can get.
But all these beautiful editions. It must have taken years to collect them. And when I think how hard I worked to raise those chrysanthemums...
What chrysanthemums?
In back of the house.
Hmm? What on earth are you talking about?
Chrysanthemums.
Oh. Stupid of me, isn't it? I thought we were talking about rare books.
We are.
Good. Oh, for a minute there, I was afraid I was getting confused.
All that work for nothing, and you don't even remember.
Remember what?
The chrysanthemums in back of the house.
What house?
See what I mean? In Connecticut.
Hmm?
Don't you remember? That summer we rented a house in Connecticut, and I spent months babying those mums. And then we moved back to the city before they bloomed. I never got to see them bloom.
Mm-hmm.
It nearly broke my heart. That's how Mr. Gordon must feel.
Why? Has something happened to his chrysanthemums?
No, Jerry. These books.
Oh.
He spent years collecting them. Now he has to give them up.
Yeah. Before they ever even bloomed.
Oh, Jerry, you know what I mean. You think I'm being silly.
Yeah. And I could kiss you for it. But now let's look over the rest of these chrysanthemum books. I promised to tell Gordon what I think he can get for them, so I'd better get to it.
Come in.
The North's gone.
Yes.
What did Miss North say about the books?
He says I can get 25,000 for them.
25? But you've paid a lot more for them than that.
Jerry knows the rare book market, Rita. And on a forced sale, that's all I can hope to get.
Then where's the rest of the 100,000 coming from?
Well, the liquidation of the heavy appliance division, sale of the machinery, inventory. I've already made a deal with American Electric.
This is almost like starting all over, isn't it?
We'll pull through it. Have you talked to Hillary?
He telephoned. But I made it clear to him that I wouldn't try to influence your decision.
Well, thank you, Frieda.
I'm sorry you can't make a place for him in the company, but if you can't, well, we have to look out for ourselves.
Frieda.
Yes?
What you said a moment ago about starting over, it will be, in a way, in the work I'll have to do. And I...
What, Russell?
I don't think I can do it.
But you just said we'd pull through.
And we can, if we want to. But I don't. I'm tired, Frieda. I want to quit.
Quit?
Let the bank foreclose. Let it have the company. I hate it. I've always hated it, really.
But what would you do?
I wouldn't do anything if I didn't feel like it. We could get by. We'd have 6,000-7,000 a year.
6,000 or 7,000 a year? We couldn't live on that.
Not the way we're living now, no. But we could sell this house and the place in Southampton, get rid of the servants and one of the cars and buy a little place.
Have you gone completely out of your mind?
Is it such a crazy idea?
It's insane.
Why?
This is our life.
What kind of a life is it?
A good one.
Good.
Yes, Russell, a very good life. I like it, and so do the children. I'm sorry if you've decided you don't, but it can't be helped.
Frieda.
And after 25 years of asking me to expect one thing, you can't suddenly change your mind and ask me to take something else.
But...
You've grown almost to hate me, Russell. Yes, and the children, too, because you think we're selfish. Well, what do you call this preposterous idea of yours? You're 50 years old, Russell. You're not a child. And our life isn't a toy you can toss aside because you're bored and tired.
All right, Frieda. Forget it.
Where are you going, Russell?
Nowhere, Frieda. Nowhere at all. Except to bed. Is Miss Nichols in, Miss Rogers?
She's in your office, Mr. Gordon. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Miss Nichols.
I was looking through your desk for the copy of the contract with American Electric.
It's in the lower right hand.
I found it. And I found this.
Give me that.
What were you going to do with
it? Give me that gun.
No. Not until I know what it was doing in your desk.
That is none of your business.
I'm making it my business.
All right, Miss Nichols. I bought it with the idea of using it. On myself.
You're a fool.
Perhaps. But now that you know why the gun was in my desk, may I have it, please?
Take it.
Thank you.
You won't use it.
Won't I?
No, Mr. Gordon. You're not the type. You haven't the nerve. All you like to do is think about killing yourself. It excites you. It excuses your mistakes. It convinces you that you're all alone and misunderstood.
I hired you as a secretary, Miss Nichols, not
but
as a...
But you're not alone. Or misunderstood.
No?
No. Russell, not if you don't want to be.
I think perhaps you'd better go, Miss Nichols.
All right. But let me tell you something, Russell.
I don't...
Just one thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you will use this gun. But if you're that desperate, why don't you live instead of die?
What do you mean?
You have $50,000 from the sale of machinery to American Electric.
Yes, but...
And you get 25 more from the sale of your library. $75,000.
Why, you suggest...
I'm suggesting we take that money and go away.
We?
We, Russell, yes. You and I.
But Frieda...
Oh, don't think about Frieda. Think of yourself. Think of me, Russell. Look at me and think about me. I can give you life, Russell, life. She'd have your insurance. You wouldn't be around to annoy her. Use it and she'll dance on your grave. But come with me and
but I'll... money, it isn't mine, really.
Well, nothing is yours unless you take it.
Where would we go?
Oh, anywhere. Everywhere. It's a big world, Russell. It's a wonderful world.
Marjorie.
regret it, I promise you. Hello?
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, Jerry.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you before you left. I want to change our date.
Oh, Jerry, you can't make it?
No, darling, we'll still have lunch, but instead of coming to my office, can you meet me at Russell Gordon's office? He's in the Harwood building.
Well, I guess so, Jerry.
Good. I have a certified check for him for the books, and he asked me to bring it over and have lunch with him. He wants to talk to me.
What about?
Well, he didn't say. Why?
Well, I just wondered if I'd be in the way.
Why, darling, how can you think that?
I don't, but I was just wondering.
Yes, Miss Rogers?
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. North to see you, Mr. Gordon.
Mr. and Mrs. North?
Oh, yes. Tell them I'll be right out.
Well, what are they doing here?
I'm having lunch for them.
It's nearly 12:30.
It's all right. I'm all packed. I have the bags and briefcase right here. I'll take the North down to the cafe in the building.
Did you have to make an appointment for today?
Yes. Jerry found a buyer for my books.
Oh.
He got a certified check, and he was going to mail it. The only way I could get it today was to suggest lunch.
All right, Russell. I'll meet you at the airport. The plane leaves at 2.
I'll be there.
For your sake, I hope so.
Hello, Miss Rogers. Is my husband in?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Gordon. No, I don't think he's back from lunch, but I'll... Oh, excuse me a minute. Gordon Appliances, good afternoon. Mr. Gordon, who's calling, please? Consolidated Airlines? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Gordon isn't in. Can I take a message?
Airline? Here, let me take that.
One moment, please. All right, Mrs. Gordon, you can use the phone on the desk. I'll connect you.
Hello, this is Mrs. Gordon speaking. What is it? What? What reservations? Today? I see. Well, Mr. Gordon isn't here. He's the only one who can confirm it. I'll tell him when he comes in. Goodbye. They wanted to confirm 2 reservations for the 2 o'clock plane today. What do you know about this, Miss Rogers?
Me? Nothing. Mr. Gordon didn't say anything about going away. Could it be a mistake?
It certainly could. But I don't think it's the airline who made it.
Gordon, I haven't seen her since... Mr. Gordon?
What? Oh, did you say something, Mrs. North?
Well, I just asked about Mrs. Gordon.
Oh, Frieda. Yeah, she's fine. Well, I've got to be going.
But I thought you wanted to talk to me.
It'll keep, Jerry. Thanks again for helping with the books.
Oh, I was glad to do it.
Now, I really must get back to the office. But you folks finish your lunch. Don't let me interrupt. Don't get up, Jerry. Thanks again. I'll be in touch.
Jerry, what on earth's the matter with him?
Business worries, I guess.
Oh, Jerry, look.
What?
He forgot his glasses, left them on the table.
Oh, yeah. Well, his office is in the building. Let's finish our lunch and then we can take them up to him.
All right. You know, Jerry, it's strange.
What is, darling?
Well, a man who makes as much as Mr. Gordon does having to worry about money.
Well, it doesn't matter how much you make if more goes out than comes in.
But why should it? Look at you. You don't make nearly as much as Mr. Gordon, and still you can eat your lunch in peace.
Well, maybe that's just because we spend everything I make. Not more. We'll just leave the glasses. No use going in to see Gordon since he's so on edge.
All right, Jerry.
Maybe we won't after all. There doesn't seem to be anybody here.
Golly.
That was from the inner office.
Look, somebody's coming from Mr. Gordon's office.
Holy.
What's the matter with her?
She's fainted.
Oh, Jerry, we better go in and see what happened.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Jerry, it's Mrs. Gordon.
Yeah.
She's all bloody. Is there anything we can do for her?
Let's see. I'm afraid not, Pam. She's dead.
Oh, here comes somebody. It's Mr. Harris, Mrs. Gordon's nephew.
Mr. and Mrs. North, what are you... Aunt Frieda,
Don't touch her, Hillary. She's dead. She's been murdered.
Good Lord.
You'd better call Bill Wigand.
And as you came into the building, you saw your uncle getting into a cab.
Yes, Lieutenant. He was carrying a suitcase.
Have any idea where he was going?
No. No, none.
Bill, Miss Rogers is feeling better now.
Oh, the receptionist?
Oh, that's good. Come along, Mr. Harris.
Yes, sir.
Miss Rogers, this is Lieutenant Wigand.
How do you do?
Just a few questions, Miss Rogers.
What was so awful? So horrible. I went into Mr. Gordon's office because the light on the switchboard wouldn't go out. And there she was.
Yeah, she fell against the phone and knocked it off the hook. That's why the light flashed. Now, Miss Rogers, Mr. Harris tells me he saw Mr. Gordon leave the building and get into a taxi carrying a suitcase. You know where he was going?
No, but Margie, Miss Nichols might.
She isn't here.
Not here? That's strange.
What makes you think Miss Nichols might know?
Well, she may have made the reservations.
Reservations? What reservations?
With Consolidated Airlines. They call earlier to confirm two reservations.
Two reservations? Bill, do you suppose that could explain where the secretary is? Could she be with him?
Could be, Jerry. Miss Rogers, are you sure the airline didn't say what plane the reservations were for?
I don't know where it was going. Mrs. Gordon took the message.
Oh?
But she did say what time the plane left. 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Let's see, it's 2 now. Pam?
Yes, Bill?
Get to the switchboard.
Get Consolidated Airlines on the phone right away.
What are they waiting for? Why don't they take off?
For heaven's sakes, Russell, relax.
We've been sitting here for 10 minutes. Where's the stewardess? I want to ask her. Oh, where is it? Time.
Everything will be all right.
I hope so. Wait a minute. They're not taking off. We're turning around.
Maybe they're going to use a different runway.
Let's see. No, we're taxiing back to the loading gate.
What is this?
Darling, don't worry.
Do you think... Well, do you suppose this has anything to do with us?
Well, how could it? Who'd be checking with the airline so soon?
You never know. I'd call Friedeka. Maybe it started something. Why did she have to come to the office today anyway?
What?
Nothing. Oh, we're stopping.
Well, now, just sit tight. It might have nothing to do with us.
But they're rolling out the steps. Look there.
Where?
There's a police patrol car out there. Here come two policemen up the steps.
Russell, maybe we can...
Give it up, Marjorie. They're coming for us. We're too late, that's all. 25 years too late.
That they took Mr. Gordon and his secretary off the plane, Jerry. I wonder when they're going to get here.
Well, it takes at least half an hour to get in from the airport, even in a police car, Pam.
But it's been a half hour.
Jerry, you say you know Gordon.
Oh, here they are at last. Hello, Russ.
Oh, hello, Jerry. And Hillary. What are you doing here?
I just came to pick up my things.
Russ, this is Lieutenant Wigand of the police.
Look, Lieutenant, you have no right to hold me. The money from the books belongs to me. As for the rest of it, there's no proof I wasn't going to repay the bank. Frieda's just trying to make trouble.
What'd you say about your wife trying to make trouble?
Well, isn't she? Isn't that why you're here? Because of her?
Yeah, that's why we're here. But what's this money you're talking about?
Well, didn't she tell you?
She didn't tell us anything.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm not so sure I do either. Now, suppose you answer my question. What's this money you're talking about?
Company money.
What'd you do with it?
Well, it's right here. In my briefcase. I was taking it with me.
Here.
It's all in...
What's the matter?
It's not here.
What?
The money is... It's not here.
Russell,
look!
The briefcase is just stuffed with old papers.
Yeah.
Russell!
Mr. Gordon. All right, now let's enough. Now stop it.
Where's Frieda? I want to find out what she did with the money. She must be the one who took it.
When?
While I was at lunch. When I came back, she was in my office. I thought she acted strangely. When I told her I was going away on an overnight business trip, she didn't even ask why I hadn't told her about it. She knew I was lying. She knew I was running out, but she didn't care. She was happy to get rid of me, I suppose.
So you saw your wife after lunch?
Yes.
And when you left, was she still alive?
Of course she was still alive.
She's been murdered.
Murdered?
Russell, you didn't...
No.
Miss Nichols, when did you leave the office today?
12:30.
And you didn't come back again?
No.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah?
Would you come over here a minute? I'd like to tell you something.
Sure.
What is it?
Mrs. North, you both must know that I didn't... That I wouldn't... No. How could anyone know?
We'll do what we can for you, Mr. Gordon.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gordon. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you and Miss Nichols to go down to headquarters with me.
Gary, what did you tell him?
Never mind that. Let's go.
Can't I even call my lawyer?
From headquarters.
All right. Let's get it over with. Come on.
Do you want me to go too, Lieutenant?
No, Mr. Harris. You can stay here. But I expect you to be available if I want to talk to you again.
Of course, Lieutenant.
Let's get going. All right, Gordon, Miss Nichols, wait right here till I come back. And then I advise you not to try to leave. Now, Jerry, you and Pam come with me and we'll see if you're right.
Okay, Bill.
Where are we going?
Around to the side corridor. Jerry has an idea the murderer will give himself away. After all, he didn't have much time to hide the money.
What?
Here, we can hide here and see around the corner if we hear the door open.
Right.
You see, Pam, Mr. Harris told us that when he was coming in the building, he saw his uncle getting in a taxi.
That's right.
Well, that was 1:45, but Mr. Gordon was on the 2:00 plane, and it takes at least half an hour to reach the airport from here. You said so yourself.
Uh-huh. Well, so he couldn't have been here at 1:45.
That's it, Pam. So Mr. Harris was lying. I guess what happened was that Mrs. Gordon took the money out of her husband's briefcase while he was at lunch, and then the nephew killed her to get it from her.
And you think he hid it in the building?
Yes. Then he came right back to the office and pretended to be just arriving so that if anyone had noticed him enter the building, he'd be able to say he arrived after the murder. He wanted to clear himself and wanted the chance to accuse his uncle.
Oh, there's a door opening.
Stay back. Is it Harris, Bill?
Yeah. He's going down the hall, stopping by a door. I think it's a storage closet. He's looking for something in there. You know, this could be it. I better go and see.
Come on, Jerry.
Find anything, Harris?
Oh, Lieutenant!
Bill, he's trying to get away.
Stop, Harris. Stop or I'll shoot.
Don't shoot again. I'll stop.
All right, Harris, just stay where you are and stop whimpering. It's just a warning shot. It didn't come anywhere near you. I'll take that bundle. I have an idea it's going to be a lot more damaging to you than the bullet I just fired. All right, let's go. Hey, Pam. Come here. See what I brought you.
A present, Jerry? What is it?
Well, remember when we were looking over Russ's collection? Remember what you said?
About how much I like the books? Oh, Jerry, did you buy one of them? Which one?
No, Pam. I didn't buy any of them.
But, Jerry, I thought you said... Oh, Jerry, how lovely.
Right?
Oh, you're a darling. Oh, how sweet. A bunch of chrysanthemums.
Well, that puts the finishing touch on another Mr. and Mrs. North mystery.